Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, March 29, 2021. IPERS Investment Board Meeting, March 2021. The Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, or IPERS Investment Board, met telephonically on March 26, 2021. The board approved the minutes from the December 3, 2020 meeting. IPERS Office Building. The IPERS Office Building remains closed to the public, with the majority of the IPERS staff working remotely. Plans are in place to tentatively bring staff back to the building full-time beginning June 1, 2021. The chief executive officer was unsure when the building would reopen to the public. IPERS Calendar Year CY 2020 Performance Review Report. Wilshire Associates presented the CY 2020 Performance Review Report to the board. Highlights of the report include: CY 2020 returns ended the year up double digits, with fourth quarter returns for the total fund near 10%. 10-year annualized returns for the total fund were 8.9%. Over the past 10 years, IPERS total return has ranked in the top 9% of all public plans with greater than $1 billion in assets. And as of December 31, 2020, the fiscal year-to-date return on the IPERS portfolio was 16.5%, which was above the total fund policy benchmark of 16.2%. Investment fund update. Carl Koch, Chief Investment Officer, CIO, reports that the estimated market value of the IPERS Trust Fund was $39.528 billion as of March 12, 2021. Internal equity management update. Discussions continued regarding internal equity management. The board plans to revisit this issue in September. The next investment board meeting will be Thursday, June 17, 2021, and the next Benefits Advisory Committee, BAC, meeting will be Monday, April 26, 2021. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Jennifer Acton, Senior Legislative Analyst with Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-7846, and Ed Cook, Legal Services Division at 515-281-3994.